This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, joining us on the show now, the great writer from the Associated Press, also handles our roundtable on our Hurricanes pregame show. Always delighted to have Tim with us, Tim Reynolds, who is plugged in, has his thumb on the pulse of the South Florida community, South Florida sports scene. Tim Reynolds with us here tonight on the show. Tim, good evening. How are you?
I am excellent, Joseph. How are you this evening?
I'm good. All is good. Wild trip to Kentucky didn't go exactly the way we wanted it to go, but hopefully they'll be able to rebound and learn something from that. And I guess maybe we start there. It was the ACC. It's the first ACC-SEC challenge. Miami played Kentucky, and then the women are playing Mississippi State. So tough go for the men last night. For the first 20 minutes, it looked like an Elite Eight game, but then game got a little bit sideways.
Well, I mean, that can happen in Rupp. I mean, I think people have forgotten that, you know, John Calipari is elite. I mean, I think people have looked at Kentucky's struggles the last few years, or the perceived struggles, and forgotten this guy gets studs to go there and can coach. It's not my line. Eric Spoelstra always says it, you know. It's a make or, he calls it a make or miss league when he's talking about the NBA. It's a make or miss game. I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of nights where Kentucky shoots 60%. There's not going to be a whole lot of nights where Kentucky shoots 67% in the second half. And I'm going to venture a guess, Joseph, that there's not going to be too many nights where we see Jim Larranaga's team giving up those kind of numbers. So it was, you're going to have nights like this. You are just going to have nights where you blow out a good team, and a good team is going to blow you out. And you hope that you win more of the games in the middle than you don't, and that's how you get into the tournament. But yeah, I don't – the only thing I take away from last night was Kentucky's really, really good. And I don't think Miami isn't really, really good. My opinion on Miami was unchanged. They needed I look at FAU real quick. Like, I was up there when FAU lost to Bryant. Bryant hadn't beaten an NCAA team this season. Bryant had – the only game they'd won was against an NAIA school. And they go into Boca, and they beat the then number 10 ranked team in the country. And everyone's like, well, that's it for FAU. And then they go to Disney this weekend, and they win the ESPN tournament. And they go 3-0 up there. So you learn a lot from a loss. You learn more from losses in November than you do wins. And I'm sure that's the message Jim Larranaga is going to remind his guys of before the Irish come in on Saturday.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned Calipari and the players he's had. I don't know if this is an indictment on Calipari or more speaks to how hard it is to win. But Coach L and I were looking at last night in the locker room the list of players that have played for Calipari at Kentucky. And it will make your eyeballs go sideways. The amount of players that he's had in 15 years. He's been there for 15 years, 392 wins. He's won the NCAA championship one time, 2012.
Yeah.
You got one championship in 15 years, and nobody, and I would venture to say this, I might throw Alabama football in there. I don't know if anybody has had more talent in their program than John Calipari.
Boy, it's tough to imagine. I mean, in recent times, it's tough to imagine anyone with more than Cal. You know, I guess you could make an argument for Duke, maybe. That's probably about it. I mean, look at, I mean, the guys, he's Anthony Davis, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Bam,
Tyler.
John Wall, did Wall play for Cal there?
Yes, he did. They introduced John Wall. He was on the court last night during one of the timeouts, and 23,500 fans went absolutely wild.
See, you got Julius Randle, Tyrese Maxey, De'Aaron Fox,
Towns.
Devin Booker played for Cal there.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they're going to. They're leaning toward going to this USA versus the world all-star format, not for this year in Indy, but for the next, for 2025. Why not do the world versus Kentucky? You could have a pretty good NBA all-star game.
I'm just saying, if anybody's interested, look up the amount of players, the quality of players that have played at Kentucky, and they have won championship in 15 years, and nobody. I mean, it is mind-boggling what they've been able to do. University of Miami football.
We forgot Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray, right, yeah.
Only the point guard from the team that just won a championship. We forgot him. Yeah, we could go on and on and on about that.
Yeah, well, Devin Booker, you mentioned him. He was on the Olympic team and took his team to the finals. So Tyler Hero, part of the Heat finals. Well,
part of two Heat finals. Bam Adebayo, part of two Heat finals.
And the Olympics.
Bam Adebayo, right now, the new captain of the Heat, who had a monster game last night when they had a chance to beat Milwaukee without Jimmy and Tom. Yeah, we could do the history of Coach Cal all night. It's to your point and to what I'm sure Coach L was saying. Like, if you look at Kentucky's roster the last 5 years, Miami's roster the last 5 years, there's no comparison. When you look at number of five stars Kentucky has right now versus five stars Miami has right now, no comparison. Which team would you want? You take last night out of it.
Yeah.
You know, what Coach L has done, I mean, yes, they're okay, every team's got a flaw. Miami's is they're not real big. Okay. You know, they weren't, I got news for you, they weren't real big last year either. So you don't need the best guys, you need the right ones. And that's really what Coach L has been selling. And that's what's working. And that's why it's a program now. It's not a team that had a good year. It's a program. Now that they're, you know, completely out from underneath that ridiculous investigation umbrella, that between that and the pandemic, I mean, that paralyzed that program for 3 years. Norchad was great with foul trouble, but he still had 20. Matthew Cleveland's not going to, what did he have last night? Four? He's not going to have four too many games this year.
They had the total between Cleveland and Nigel Pack and Bensley Joseph, I think it was 11 points. That's pretty tough.
And you're never going to win like that. I will say this, though. The more and more, I don't want to misrepresent here. I don't pretend to talk to dozens of scouts. I don't. I talk to a handful, a very small number, like four or five maybe. It's going to be really tough for Luka Popler to come back to Miami.
Yes, it is.
I don't mean to spoil anybody's mood. That young man has improved. He's the one that you want to go from good to great to special by March.
He's going to be fun to watch this winter. He's going to be great to watch.
He's a fun. I think, first of all, you have to have a fun name to really be a fun guy in college basketball. I mean, Luka Popler, I mean, pretty fun name. Fun game to match.
He's a fun kid.
And there's a lot to, I was just going to say, there's a lot to like about the young man. There really is. So, yeah, they got beat last night. You went to Rupp and you got beat. The list of teams that have gone to Rupp and got blown out is longer than that list of NBA players John Calipari has. So,
yeah, the ones we forgot were.
Move on and you start 1-0 on Saturday.
The ones we didn't mention were Tyrese Maxey, Malik Monk, Emmanuel Quickly. That's three others. The big guy that went to Indiana, the transferred in from West Virginia, whose name I can't pronounce, and P.J. Washington, who plays for Charlotte. At any rate, University of Miami football in an interesting spot. Let me start with this one. Reuben Bain, we'll get to the quarterback stuff in a moment. I wanted to ask you this. Bain, defensive rookie of the year in the league, what is his future? What do you see for Bain? This is the great start for him, an impressive freshman season. When you're writing his story in a couple of years, what do you think you're going to be writing about?
That his name is going to be swaying from the top of the practice facility and that he's going to play on Sundays.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what we're going to be writing about. That's the ceiling for Reuben Bain is greatness. That's the ceiling. I mean, he is – we all saw it this year. He was every bit as good as advertised. And I don't think we do – I don't think, like, when there was that great Northwestern recruiting class with Ja'Cory Harris and Tommy Streeter and those guys, like, oh, my gosh, 15 years ago, I'm dating myself for how old I'm getting. But I think it's just really tough. I mean, obviously, for recruiting and for this program to be sustainably successful, you need to get a lot of great players from South Florida. And the Lord knows we have a lot of really great ones. And you need to get a lot of them. They should want to come to the University of Miami. That's a given. It's really hard, though, for that to translate to success just because there is pressure. There's always pressure when you play at home. When you play for your home team, there's going to be pressure. Reuben Bain handled it about as easily as I can remember such a highly touted, quote-unquote, can't-miss recruit handle it. Yeah. He made it look easy. He went from being the most dominant guy on the field his last couple of years of high school to fields where he wasn't the most dominant guy, where he wasn't the strongest guy yet, and still made it look like his high school tape. Like, I'm going to do this on this play. I'm going to tell the I could tell the offensive line, I'm going here, and I'm still going to do what I want. I love the little clip that they put out of Mario Cristobal, who – by the way, I'm glad he chose football coaching for a vocation because he's not a very good actor. That was some terrible acting in that video where he tried to surprise Reuben Bain by giving him the Defensive Rookie of the Year award. But it was just such a special moment. And the kid's reaction was so genuine. Like, it meant a lot to him. He didn't expect it. He should have, but he didn't. I think he's I would be disappointed if he's not an All-American. I'd be disappointed if his name isn't on the ceiling of the practice facility. And just so everybody, in case people don't know what we're talking about, if you're an All-American at the University of Miami, they put your name at the top, you know, your name, you get a banner dangling from the ceiling of the practice facility. Cam Kinchin's got one last year after he was an All-American. We're going to see Reuben Bain on there.
Yeah, I agree with you. No question. I told Don, I'm not surprised by anything in college football anymore. Mm-hmm. Van Dyke going into the transfer portal, I'm not surprised by it. I think he was hoping to go pro. Now I think he's got to spend another year in college and find the right spot for him. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I sent him a text and said, I wish you well. And I do. I mean, you could literally, the kid gave his right arm for his team. What he tried to do in 2022, when he took the shots, literally, and tried to play hurt because he knew he was really the best option, and sometimes the only option, it seemed like. Did he have a great year this year? He did not. I mean, you know, we're not going to pretend otherwise. He had great moments. He had sensational moments. He also had some very what the heck was that moments, as we all know. doesn't make him a bad player, doesn't make him a bad guy, doesn't make his time here a failure. He's leaving a place that they used to call Quarterback U as top six in most of the categories, yards. He's number two behind only De'Eriq King in completion percentage. He's, you know, I think he's right there with Bernie and Vinny and those guys in a lot of other categories. He, look, in 2.5 years, he put together a career that's in the first page of the record books at this place. I wish him well. I don't know where he's going. I would suspect Rhett Lashley still has his phone number. I would suspect that might be a little, might be an option for him. Right. I just hope the kid has a good year in 24 and he gets a chance to go play on Sundays, which is all he's wanted to do. He was super, from the media standpoint, he was super to deal with. He's smart. He's everything a quarterback should be. He's smart. He's polished. Like, he's personable. He puts up with us. You know, you're just drawn to those kids, and you find yourself rooting for those kids. And, you know, the way he handled losing his job to a freshman and coming back and playing the way he did, that speaks a lot of him. Because a lot of guys in college football would have packed their bags as soon as they found out that they weren't going to be the starter in Tallahassee in that game. And yeah. I think it's a credit to him. He talked the talk on leadership. He said, I'm going to be a leader for this team. And he was a leader for this team all the way to the end of the regular season. And this is the way it is now. You can't wait until after the bowl game. You have to get in the portal. You have to find your best opportunity. It's the wild, wild west. Like Mario said with Joe on Monday morning, it's the wild, wild west out there. And hope the kid finds a good spot.
Yeah, it is definitely the wild, wild west. Florida State, if they beat Louisville in the ACC championship game, do you think they're in the college football playoff, or can they get edged out?
I think they can get edged out. I listened to that, to the teleconference last night, after the college football, you know, playoff committee people put out the next to last update. And it certainly sounds like they are laying the foundation for leaving Florida State out. Yeah. That's just, if you go 13-0, you win the ACC, you beat a good Louisville team in the championship game. I don't care who your quarterback is. They still have studs all over the field. First of all, it would be an indictment of what the powers that be in this game think of the ACC. That's the first thing. If you go 13-0 and win the ACC, you should be in. It's almost unfathomable to think about it, but you can see it happening. Like, you can see, especially if certain games on Saturday go another way. What if Georgia loses? How many teams does Alabama jump if they beat Georgia? People think there's no chance of Alabama going from eighth to the top four. There's a chance. There's a chance of that. Does Washington have to beat Oregon impressively a second time? What happens with the winner of the Pac-12 game? Nobody's talking about Texas. Nobody's talking about Texas. And, I don't think Iowa can beat Michigan, but maybe. Yeah. There's a lot of scenarios where FSU, I think, gets edged. I think that would be wrong. If they beat Louisville, they absolutely deserve to be in the playoff. And from there, let the chips fall where they may. I don't think, without their quarterback, I don't think they're good enough to win it. But I also don't think that's a reason to say a team with a 13-0 body of work shouldn't be in. But can you imagine, Joe, if they did get edged out, they're coming to the, if they beat yeah. Louisville and
they're coming to be in the Orange Bowl.
They're coming to the Orange Bowl to play for an undefeated season.
Right, play Ohio State. I
can you
I don't
imagine
know
the motivation they'd have that night? I mean,
well,
we
you know
have
what?
One of those UCF Cali Matrix national championships on our hands.
Right. University of Miami fans will say, hey, now you know how we felt in 2000. And when Florida State got in over Miami to play Oklahoma, and Miami beat Florida State. So I guess what goes around comes around. Okay, we got 30 seconds.
Okay.
In 30 seconds, is Chase Utley going in the Hall of Fame?
Well, as Joe, as you may have seen, I finally received my ballot today, and I can exclusively announce, even though I've announced it elsewhere already, Chase Utley is going to be on my ballot, Joe. He's going to get in. I don't think he's a first-year guy. I don't think he'll get enough support. But it's based on numbers. He has the numbers. If you're an analytics guy, the analytics are good. I think he was well-liked among voters. That shouldn't matter, but it does. Chase Utley is going to be in the Hall of Fame. I think it should be unanimous. I think it should be first-year. We'll see what happens. But he will have my vote until such time as he gets in.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
you knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joseph.
All right, take care, Tim. All right, Tim Reynolds joining us on the show. We'll continue. Coach Larrañaga still to come on the show, so stay with us as we continue right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.